Good morning, and welcome to Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilient Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. Rick Hansen, PhD, is a psychologist and New York Times best-selling author. He's been invited to speak at NASA, Oxford, Stanford, Harvard, and meditation centers worldwide. His books are available in 28 languages and include Making Great Relationships, Hardwiring Happiness, Just One Thing, and Mother Nurture. His works have been featured on the BBC, CBS, NPR, and other major media. And now, Just One Thing. The practice, give over to good. What helps you carry your load? In every moment, you and I and everyone and everything else, from quantum foam to fleeting thoughts, intimate relationships, rainforest ecosystems, and the stars themselves, are each a kind of standing wave, like the ever-changing, though persistent pattern of water rising above a boulder in a river. We are the result of multiple causes flowing through us. This fact is amazing, but both modern physics and deep ecology corroborate it. We can get silly cosmic about it, but the implications are very down to earth. As unique standing waves, you and I are constructed each moment by the currents, the forces and factors, both internal and external, flowing through us. We have no choice about being lived by these currents, continually given over to them. But we can choose to give ourselves over to the good ones. By good, I mean that which leads to happiness and benefit for you and others. Bad means the opposite. Of course, honesty about what is actually turning out to be truly good is important. History holds many cautionary tales about people giving themselves over to things they thought were good, for example, Nazism, but weren't. Giving over to good means relaxing into, opening to, being buoyed and guided by things like your own naturally good heart, the impulse to take the high road, love, compassion, vitality, courage, the longing for justice, and the wisdom and support of good friends. Then your life's wave becomes simpler, happier, and more beneficial. How? There are two steps: knowing what is good for you and then giving yourself over to it. So, first step, what's the good that would serve you to give yourself over to these days? In your mind, on paper, or talking with a friend, make a list for yourself. Probably it won't be long. Listen to your inner knowing of what the good is for you. If appropriate, open to counsel from others, for example, a parent, a friend, a therapist, a prayer. But don't let anyone push their view on you. Your list might include self-nurturance, the peacefulness of nature, more self-expression, a long-deferred dream, sobriety, inner strength, certain health practices, meditation, the needs of your temperament, the simple truth that a particular job, career, relationship is not right for you, or the wisdom of your body that knows when it's full and needs no more food for now. For what it's worth, these goods have been important for me personally to give over to lately. The need for true downtime, self-soothing, the love and loyalty of friends, an underlying deeply peaceful sense of truly being nothing but a standing wave, and that's all right. Next, second step. Pick one of the good currents you've identified and open to it in your mind and body. Relaxing, receiving, surrendering to it. Notice how this feels. Try to find pleasure, ease, and comfort in this current. Notice any reluctance to being carried by this force for good in your life. And then see if you can let that reluctance pass away. Imagine letting this good live you. What would that be like? What might change for the better for you and others? Let the impact of these positive changes land in your mind. Let yourself sense the rewards. Let yourself become more motivated to lean toward them. Then, for the next minute, hour, or day, focus on one thing and giving over to it. In effect, willpower becomes redefined as yielding. Surrender to the best within you and around you. Let this good be your guiding principle, your North Star. Let it be what gets you out of bed in the morning, fills you, breathes you, animates you. Enjoy the contentment, relief, and sense of integrity that swell in your heart through living from and as this good. Let yourself know that you know what's good. Feel yourself becoming more committed to this good. Feel yourself becoming this good. As you like, repeat this process with other good things. Love the wave. You are listening to Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilient Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen. Brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. And here's another Just One Thing. Are you growing? The practice. Learn as you go. Why? By learn as you go, I mean that each day is an opportunity to take in the good, to help useful or enjoyable experiences sink in and become part of you. Then, when you go to sleep, you'll be a little stronger, a little more resilient, a little wiser, and a little more loving, a little happier than you were when you woke up in the morning. This kind of learning is not memorizing a multiplication table. It's emotional learning, somatic learning. It's becoming more skillful with the world around you and the world inside you. It's social learning, motivational learning, even spiritual learning. It's healing from the past and growing strengths for the future. It's becoming more compassionate, confident, patient, capable, and joyful. This is the learning that matters most. If things fall apart, what's already inside you is what you can really count on. I grew up in a stable and loving home, but for a variety of reasons, I was still very unhappy, awkward, and messed up inside. I didn't know what to do, and it seemed hopeless. Then, at about age 15, there was a big turning point when I realized that no matter what things were like at the present time, I could always look for ways to learn and grow from there, to get more skillful, to heal, and to grow. I didn't need to despair because it was in my power to develop myself in some way each day. To learn how to talk with other kids or not be so irritated by my parents or deal with my crazy thoughts. To learn how to make my way in the world. And that was full of hope. We can't do anything about the past. To quote Captain Kirk in Star Trek, the future is an undiscovered country. It's full of possibilities, including the possibilities in who you are becoming. No one can stop you from learning, and no one can do it for you, which makes the results authentic and yours to own. How? We are having experiences all day long, but what actually sinks in? Usually, it's the moments of stress and sorrow, anxiety and anger, hurt and resentment. Meanwhile, all the many experiences of gratitude, accomplishment, friendliness, feeling cared about, wholesome pleasure, insight, and commitment pass through us like water through a sieve. This is due to the brain's evolved negativity bias, which makes it like Velcro for bad experiences, but Teflon for good ones. To beat the negativity bias and grow more of the good inside yourself, there are just two steps. But you have to do both of them. Here's the two steps. First, you need to experience whatever you want to grow, such as insight, intention, skill, satisfaction, calming, easing, soothing, or vitalizing. Second, that experience must leave a lasting physical trace behind in neural structure or function. Otherwise, there is no lasting value, no healing, no growth, no learning. The first step is usually easy. Most people are having many mildly pleasant or useful experiences each day and just have to notice them. And we can also create beneficial experiences, such as calling up the feeling of compassion or determination, or remembering what it feels like to be with someone who cares about you. Second, once the song of that experience is playing in your inner iPod, turn on the recorder. This is the step that people routinely skip in everyday life and that therapists and coaches and teachers, including myself, can fail to do when working with others. But if we miss this step, we've wasted the experience on the brain. There are lots of ways to use the power of experience-dependent neuroplasticity, that's a mouthful, to turn passing experiences into grit and gratitude and other inner strengths hardwired into your nervous system. Try one of these or all three of them. 1. Stay with the experience for a breath or two longer. There's a famous saying, neurons that fire together, wire together. The longer you keep them firing, the more they will tend to connect together. 2. Feel it in your body as much as possible. This is not about remembering specific events in your life, but about receiving the residues of lived experience into yourself. 3, focus on what is enjoyable or meaningful about it. As the sense of reward in an experience increases, dopamine and neuroepinephrine activity in the brain tends to increase as well. This flags experiences as keepers and prioritizes them for long-term storage. You might take these 2 steps only a few times a day, usually less than a minute at a time. But bit by bit, synapse by synapse, you'll be growing happiness, love, and wisdom inside yourself. Some profound implications. This practice is simple, down to earth, and natural. It's also profound in a couple of ways. First, experiences are continually changing. As Francis Bacon wrote, we only have this moment, sparkling like a star in our hand and melting like a snowflake. Yet you can help them leave enduring tracks behind as they pass through consciousness. Remarkably, you can get lasting value from the melting moment even as you let go of it. Second, as you take in the good over time, you feel increasingly filled up from the inside out. Then it feels like there is an enoughness of need met already, even as you cope with challenges. This reduces our biologically rooted tendencies toward craving, based on a sense of something missing, something wrong. As we grow an unshakable core of resilient well-being, there is less push inside to fight pain or chase pleasure or cling to other people. Then our footprint in the world and others becomes lighter, and we also become harder to manipulate with fear or greed or us against them grievances and rivalries. We should certainly act to improve conditions in the world, but that is not sufficient, as we can see in the example of many privileged and affluent people who still see threats around every corner, can't stop piling up more wealth, no matter the cost, and dehumanize and bully others. The sense of enoughness must land in the heart and take root. And if it does in the hearts of enough people, that will change the course of human history. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilient Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen. What doesn't change? The practice? Find stillness. Why? Things keep changing. The clock ticks, the day unfolds, trees grow, leaves turn brown, hair turns gray, children grow up and leave home, attention skitters from this to that. The cookie is delicious, but then it's all gone. You're mad about something for a while and then get over it. Consciousness streams on and on and on. Many changes are certainly good. Most people are glad to put middle school behind them. I'm still happy about shifting 30 years ago from single to married. Painkillers, flush toilets, and the internet seem like pretty good ideas. It's lovely to watch grass waving in the wind or a river passing. Fundamentally, if there were no change, nothing could happen. Reality would be frozen forever. I once asked my friend Tom what he thought God was, and he said, possibility. On the other hand, many changes are uncomfortable, even awful. The body gets creaky and worse. We lose those we love and eventually lose life itself. Families drift apart, companies fail, dictators tighten their grip, nations go to war. The planet warms at human hands as each day we pour nearly a billion tons of carbon into the atmosphere. Countless species go extinct. As William Yeats wrote, things fall apart. The center cannot hold. And change itself is often, maybe innately, stressful. When you are really open to the fact, always in front of our noses, that each moment of now decays and disappears in the instant it arises, it can feel rather alarming. Life and time sweep us along. As soon as something pleasant occurs in the mind's flow, we reach for it, but whoosh, it passes away right through our fingers, leaving disappointment behind. Inherently, anything that changes is not a reliable basis for enduring contentment and fulfillment. Yet it is also true that some things remain always the same. In their stillness, you can find a refuge, an island in the stream of changes, a place to stand for perspective and wisdom about events and your reactions to them, a respite from the race, quiet amidst the noise. Perhaps even a sense of something transcendental outside the frame of passing phenomenon. How? Stillness, a sense of the unchanging, is all around and at different levels. Look for it, explore its effects on you, and let it sink in. For example, it's not the ultimate stillness, but there is that lovely feeling when the house is quiet and you're sitting in peace, the dishes are done and the kids are fine, and you can really let down and let go. In your character, you have enduring strengths and virtues and values. Situations change, but your good intentions persist. In relationships, love abides, even for people who are challenging. More subtly, there is the moment at the very top of a tossed ball's trajectory when it is neither rising nor falling, the pause before the first stroke of the brush, that space between exhalation and inhalation, the silence in which sounds occur, or the discernible gap between thoughts when your mind is quiet. In your mind, there is always an underlying calm and well-being that contains emotional reactions, like a riverbed that is still even as the flood rushes over it. There is also the unchanging field of awareness, itself never altered by the thoughts passing through it. Moving toward ultimate matters and where language fails, you may have a sense of something unchangingly transcendental, divine, or perhaps related an intuition of that which is unconditioned, always just prior to the emergence of conditioned phenomenon. Wherever you find it, enjoy the stillness and let it feed you. It's a relief from the noise and bustle, a source of clarity and peace. give yourself the space, the permission to be still, at least in your mind, amidst those who are busy. To use a traditional saying, may that which is still be that in which your mind delights. You have been listening to Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilient Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. We are so busy these days that it's great to have just one thing to focus on, a simple theme to reflect on and be inspired by. These practices are grounded in brain science, positive psychology, and contemplative training. They're simple and easy to do, and they produce powerful results. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.